Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Some of you may know I love homemade chili. I absolutely love it. I think the older I get, the more it becomes my favorite meal. When I think about a real great evening, I don't think of candlelight and steak. I think of cornbread and chili. My wife has a great, great chili recipe. The best. I know that because she has been working on it for years. She's finally got it. Our family said the last time we had a chili lunch to our dinner together, we said, "Mom, don't mess with this recipe anymore. This is the best." She's been thinking, maybe I need to add a little bit more bacon or a little bit more baking powder or whatever you put in chili. I don't know what all goes in chili. Gosh, I knew I'd blow this before I got through, you know. I do not make chili, but she does. Maybe a little more, you know, violets or something that goes in them. And we said, "Don't put anything else in it. This is the best, hands down." We all voted and we wrote it in the Medes and the Persians and we got it so that she won't change it. Now, if somebody picked up the phone and called Cynthia and says, "You know what? I got a new recipe for chili." Her answer should be, "No thanks. I got the best. I have the one that meets the needs. I've got one that everybody has said is the best. I'm not interested." Why can we say that about recipes, but not say that about revelation? I've got the best. Why do I need some dizzy teacher of the stars to direct me into the future? I got the best. I've got the truth. And it's compared verse with verse, and it never contradicts. And it never has led the first person in history astray. Never. Not when handled correctly. When we turn to the Word, we are consulting the definite article, the most reliable source of all sources. Now, I want to admit, some of you are going to say, having heard this message, "Chuck, that's an awfully conservative position." And I admit it. I do admit it. You say, "I've got well-meaning friends, and as a matter of fact, they're just as born again as you are, and they are walking in the light, but they happen to believe that God does speak in various ways." All I can tell you is, their basis of knowing that is experience and feelings. And what they thought they heard, this gives me a written record that has stood the test of time, has never led me or anyone else astray, and has never failed to work. Never, never once. So I prefer staying with what meets the need and what I can support from Scripture itself. I would just say for your friend who is into this, the jury is still out. You watch. You see if before too many months there doesn't begin to creep into that person's life error or an unusual series of events that will trouble you or that person. Be real careful about your source of truth.
God has given us His Word, and it has stood the test of time. The Bible is the most reliable source of all sources. There's a reason why it's called the greatest book ever written. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "Be sure of your source," was copyrighted in 1989 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.